Naropa University is hosting Earth Justice Week this week with a special lineup today. Joining me in the studio are Michael Bauer, director of Naropa's Joanna Macy Center for Resilience and Regeneration, and Dr. Atif Vida, also known as DJ Kavum. Welcome to KGNU.
Peace and love. What's happening?
Good morning.
Good morning, Shannon.
Michael Bauer, let's start with you. Give us an overview of what all is planned at Naropa University this week.
Mm-hmm. Well, social justice is ecological justice, is an ecological justice is social justice. That's the approach that we take at Naropa for understanding how to work with sustainability. And so Earth Justice Week is our annual spring event that explores those intersections of social and ecological justice. So this week we've got Earth Justice Day today planned with DJ Kavum and his band doing a set from 2 to 4 in our Performing Arts Center. And that's at 2130 Arapahoe Avenue at the main campus. And then some events going on throughout the week, including some building some pollinator habitat, doing some creek cleanup. There's some community grieving rituals and some work of Joanna Macy. All the details are available on earthjusticeweek.org.
DJ Kavum, you're an organic gardener, a vegan chef, and a pioneer of what you call eco-hip-hop. What is eco-hip-hop?
You know what? First of all, thank you for having me. You know, eco-hip-hop is basically we use hip-hop to redefine the image of wealth and sustainability, and using that culture basically to talk about what it is to not only like have this lens around culinary climate action, but it's decolonizing the kitchen just from the inside out. You know, hip hop is a lifestyle, it's a culture, it's not just, you know, the music, you know. And when you're thinking about redefining that, you know, that goes down to the food, clothing, and shelter as well. So as a hip hop artist, you know, we talk about material things a lot. You know, I think it's important to highlight what's carbon neutral, you know what I'm saying? What's green, you know what I'm saying? What's local, what's sustainable, what's seasonal. And, you know, if it's going to be like that, you know, we live our lives and we think about it from a perspective of not compromising the future. For myself, you know, I'm grateful to be here. You know, I think it's a different lens around being able to celebrate Earth Day and Earth Justice Week and this whole idea around that when people really, I think, get it now. You know, it's not just about climate change, but people can see the pollution in the ocean. They can see the pollution in the landfills, and there's more work that we can do when we actually take responsibility. And I think that's what weeks and days and celebrations like this is all about.
Well, you said several things in that response, but I want to go back to three words: culinary climate action. How does one take action for the planet in what they put in their body?
Well, you know, I've been vegan for about 28 years now. And so, you know, I go back to the rice milk days, you know, and the Asian market days just to be able to find tofu. So I think about access, and I think about what that looks like. You know, urban communities have a really beautiful opportunity not only to just work in land that hasn't even been used that much. You know, you think about it, there's not many pesticides sprayed in the inner city, you know. So you think about access and creating urban farmers, you know, through music, through the culture, the same way we did with the drug industry and hip-hop. You know, it was a commercial in a sense, you know, of like, this is how you can make money in the hood. So I was like, all right, cool. I'm going to drop something from a perspective of urban farming through hip hop, you know, like, so I talked about selling grains at the farmers markets in my music. You know, I talk about, you know, running the CSA and selling sprouts and this whole idea of what that looks like to, you know, use hip hop as the lens to grab the next generation towards something that can be, you know, sustainable.
Have you found that it's been effective? Going back from the days of having to find rice milk in the Asian food markets to being a father.
Wow, you know, it's amazing. You know, I love making food with my daughters. And, you know, shout out to Omalara, Libya, and Selassie. You know, it's been a powerful opportunity to watch them grow. But, yeah, nowadays you can throw a rock and find a veggie burger. And I think that's just as important as the way I felt about finding vegan rappers. and other MCs and musicians who speak about the environment. So I remember those one-offs, you know, from artists who were on major record labels and didn't get a chance to really always speak their mind about social justice issues unless it was a current event, like Mercy Me or Beef by KRS-One or, you know, Black Gold by Talib Kweli. When you think about those songs, you know, they have the potential to really spark movements. And, you know, with the consistency around, like, sustainability, if we can create gangsters with gangster rap, I think we can create urban farmers with eco-hip-hop.
Well, let's stop talking about eco-hip-hop and listening to it. I have one of your tracks here queued up. Tell me about it.
Wow. So originally, I was working on the first mix of this song, One for the Hood, with DMD, an amazing producer, homegrown right out of Denver. And it was a great opportunity. We dropped the first Seed Packet album. It was on Biomimics. And this was a transformation. And I decided to, you know, take this on an international level. Found this really amazing producer out of Frankfurt, Germany, named Liam Collin. And he produced this song. We put a really beautiful work into it, to the fact to where after the production, we wanted to create like an action around it. So the music video was wrapped around the first Friday, the Fridays for Future marches. And we got a chance to go and march with Greta, you know, and the team, and Shuteska, you know, got a chance to pull up on us. You know, we went all the way from marching in Germany to New York to when we shot the video in Denver. We actually had a concert with Jaden and Willow Smith that evening. And so the vibe, you can see like the energy in the video. You'll really get a chance to feel that in the One for the Hood video. So shout out to that. Concrete Garden is next, you know, tomato seeds, let's go.
Culture.
DJ Karim with One for the Hood. You said a lot in that. Well, and you'll be saying more today at Naropa,
yep.
2 to 4 p.m.
Live performance, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, that's right, Shannon. And at noon prior to Karim's set, we'll have local elder documentary filmmaker Ava Hamilton, who's been in Boulder since 1970, making movies about issues, who's a direct descendant of Left Hand, Chief Niwot, will be speaking an informal conversation on recentering Indigenous knowledge at noon at the Cultural Center at Naropa on the same campus as Karim Set. And that's also available online on a Zoom link on that website I shared with you, earthjusticeweek.org.
Well, thanks to you both for coming in. Michael Bauer, Dr. Atif Vida, better known as DJ Karim, will be live performing today. Thank you so much for coming in today.
Peace and love. Find me on social media. Let's talk. Always got recipes about how we can save the planet. Later.